Follow Sports Call on Twitter at Sports Call AU. Like us on Facebook at Sports Call AU.
Welcome back into Sports Call here on Tiger 93.9 FM and streaming online at sportscallauburn.com. JJ Jackson, Christian Page, and Tom Peavy, all inside our studios here on South College Street. Hope everybody's having a great Wednesday so far. We'll go to our phone lines and welcome in our next guest of the program. It's none other than Aaron Fitt. He's a co-editor and national writer for D1Baseball.com, kind enough to join us here on this Wednesday. Aaron, we appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking, and thank you for joining us here. Auburn's found themselves heading to Omaha. Saw earlier today, about an hour or so ago, they've already touched down, and Butch Thompson's tweeting out photos from his hotel room, appreciating the view there of TD Ameritrade Park. Just how surprised are you by this run that Auburn baseball has made here this postseason, Aaron?
Oh, I'm pretty surprised, I'll be honest with you. I really didn't think that they got to their regional, let alone win a super on the road. I just thought this team has been through so much adversity, and I wondered if they had the firepower to overcome it. Without a completely healthy Tanner Burns, it seemed like it would be kind of a long shot. Especially if they couldn't get Will Holland going and Steven Williams going and Edouard Julien. Those are the three most talented players, and they didn't have very good seasons. And you know what? When the bell tolled and the postseason started, those guys showed up. And, Williams in particular has just been a beast. And so that's made a huge difference for him. And this team just has a lot of character and a lot of heart. And it's one of those teams where the sum is greater than the parts. And they kind of willed their way here, as I wrote the other day. I just think it's a team that has that it factor about it.
Aaron, you said you are surprised by Auburn's postseason run, given the struggles they had throughout the season. But really, when it boils down to everything, what surprised you the most? Was it simply just the bats getting hot at the right time?
Yeah, I suppose so. We always thought they were capable of doing that. This was a preseason top 25 team for a reason. The talent has never been really a question for that group of hitters. We just didn't have a lot of reason to expect that those guys were going to figure it out when the postseason started, because just the grind of a season, without Tanner Burns starting and giving you seven or eight innings to start a series, it's just hard to believe that this team was able to find a way to win a regional and a super. But they pieced it together on the mound. I think the bullpen, I know they had some struggles earlier in the year, but it's come together pretty well for them. And getting Jack Owen healthy, of course, was very important in the second half of the season, because that guy competes and has solid stuff. And I like the fact they have a lot of left-handed pitching that they can come at you with, and that's he's been an asset for them.
You're watching the game on Monday, Game 3. We're now talking with Aaron Fitt of D1Baseball.com. And in Game 3 of that Super Regional Series against North Carolina, Aaron, what was it like, Auburn scoring those 13 runs in the top of the first inning? I assume you haven't seen something like that before.
It was wild. We've all seen big innings in baseball before. I might have seen a 13-run inning before, I don't know, but certainly not in that kind of a setting, in a winner-take-all Super Regional game. In the first inning, on the road, before the home team's even had a chance to bat, the game's over. It was just a crazy scene. It was just, the whole place was shell-shocked. And, I don't think anyone saw that coming. Auburn didn't see it coming either. But to their credit, they didn't really let their focus wane after that. They kept coming at them, and they knew North Carolina was at some point going to get some runs on the board. And Auburn, never stopped battling, which is kind of their MO. But that was a surreal experience. And, sometimes you see that stuff in baseball where a guy can't find the strike zone, and then it just kind of snowballs, and then the other team gets confident and starts stringing hits together. It's tough to overcome that stuff.
Aaron, looking at the end of that game, one of the, I guess, kind of touching moments after Auburn had finally wrapped that game up and wrapped that series up, they came and they gave Butch Thompson the game ball and said that he's the guy that deserved it more than anybody else on the team. You've had a chance to be with those guys and talk to a lot of them. As fans, we see it on TV or we see the games live, and we just see the plays and we see what's going on. But as a team, Do you feel like that this is a very tight-knit team and also very tight-knit with their coach?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's one of the defining characteristics of this team is just how close they are and how they play for each other, and they play for Butch Thompson. And it struck me, you know, after the game, talking to Ryan Bliss on the field, you know, one of their very talented freshmen, and he said the only reason I came to Auburn was Coach Thompson. And then about 15 minutes later, Tanner Burns said the exact same thing in the exact same words. The only reason I'm here is because of Butch. And so that tells you something. You know, these guys believe in him, and there's a reason for that. I mean, I've never spoken with anyone in baseball who's had a negative thing to say about Butch Thompson. He's the salt of the earth. And what you see is really what you get with that guy. There's no act. He's just a really good person, and that matters. I mean, guys really rally around him and certainly, you know, around each other as well. And this is a really special group of kids that have a lot of character and have been through adversity and it's made them stronger.
Next up for Auburn baseball on Sunday, of course, they open up the College World Series by taking on Mississippi State, a team that they only got one game out of the three-game series against the Bulldogs, but that's going to be the opponent for Auburn. Aaron, I'm curious, is that familiarity going to play a factor at all, or once you get into postseason baseball, is everything just kind of starting over from scratch?
Yeah, I don't think it's a huge factor at this point. I mean, you know, these teams are both different. It were in the regular season, especially Auburn. I think Auburn's playing with so much confidence right now that you kind of throw the regular season records out the window a little bit. But I think it's obviously a challenge. You know, you're probably going to face Ethan Small, who for my money is the best pitcher in the entire College World Series field. You know, first team All American kind of guy, SEC pitcher of the year. I mean, he's a dude. So that's a very tough assignment in that first game. And Mississippi State is. They're my pre-tournament pick to win it all. I mean, and I'm standing by that. I think they're really, really good. So experienced. I mean, they were in Omaha last year. The seniors in that team have been to four straight super regionals. They've been through a bunch of different coaches, and they just keep chugging along. So they got firepower. They got a great bullpen. They defend pretty well for the most part. It's a tough assignment for Auburn. I mean, make no mistake, these guys are obviously a huge underdog. But that can really help you in some ways. I mean, nobody expects you to do anything. You just go out there and play loose and easy and whole house money thing. That can be an asset. So you never know here.
Aaron, you mentioned it when we were talking about Auburn's surprising run so far this postseason, virtually doing it without Tanner Burns, even though he went the first couple innings in that North Carolina rout in the final game of the Super Regional. But do you think Auburn can sustain this success and continuing to win and advance in the College World Series without the presence of Tanner Burns, you know, pitching his 5 to 6 innings like we're accustomed to?
I mean, honestly, no. I think if Auburn is going to make it to the College World Series finals, they need Tanner Burns to be able to give him more than just a couple innings. You know, he needs to be closer to, you know, Tanner Burns. He can't just be a guy that gives you a couple innings and that's it. I don't think they're deep enough on the mound to be able to make that kind of run. And you know, I could be wrong. I've been proven wrong before. I mean, Auburn's already proved me wrong a couple times this postseason. But I just think that when you get to this stage against these caliber teams, you need your big guns to be there for you. So we'll see if how healthy he is, how he feels. That's obviously the biggest X factor here.
Talking with Aaron Fitt from D1Baseball.com. Make sure you check out his latest column, Auburn Wills Its Way to Omaha at Long Last. Aaron, obviously we've got familiarity, and our listeners have the familiarity with the SEC, and half of the field at the College World Series are SEC teams. But for those other four teams, who jumps out to you? Give us the 4-1-1 on the other half of the field.
Well, I think Texas Tech on its side of the bracket is really dangerous because, you know, again, it's a team that's got a lot of Omaha experience. It's a veteran club. Young is one of the best players in America, the top 10 overall pick, and kind of the guy that makes them go, the glue guy. And it's great when your best player is also that kind of a character guy, and, you know, they got it. But they got a lot of power arms in their bullpen. You know, they overcame a lot of adversity in the Super Regional. I mean, that was a really competitive Super Regional against Oklahoma State. And Texas Tech's power kind of carried them through that thing. So, you know, I think Texas Tech, for me, is right there with Arkansas as the teams to beat on that side of the bracket. You know, I think Michigan and Florida State for three seeds are really dangerous three seeds. They both have a lot of pitching. And I think Michigan probably has the best pitching top to bottom in the World Series field. I mean, if you look at their rotation, you got two day one draft picks in Tommy Henry and Carl Kauffman. Jeff Criswell could be a day one pick next year when he's eligible. And they're playing with a lot of confidence after taking down the number one national seed, UCLA. So keep an eye on those guys. And, of course, Florida State, you know, playing for Mike Martin and the way that they've gone through a couple of SEC venues, taking down a really good Georgia pitch staff and just whacking them around and then going to Baton Rouge and winning a Super. That's very hard to do. So all those teams are real threats here, I think.
Super exciting time of the year. College World Series gets underway this weekend there in Omaha, Nebraska. Aaron, listen, we really do appreciate the time. Always enjoy chatting with you or Kendall Rogers or whoever it may be there at D1Baseball.com. Let our listeners know what they can expect from you and Kendall and the team at D1Baseball.com as we gear up for the College World Series here in Omaha.
Well, if you check out the site today, we've got our College World Series preview up. Kind of a special edition magazine that you'll also be able to find on the ground in Omaha. And we'll have a preseason podcast, or a pre-World Series podcast, I should say. We'll have previews every day from the Easton House, the Omaha Baseball Village, and, of course, coverage every day on the website at D1Baseball.com.
Aaron, we appreciate the time. We'll catch up down the line soon.
All right, guys, you got it.